This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With three Republican senators testing positive for the coronavirus in recent days, GOP leaders are going to delay legislative business for the next 2 weeks on the Senate floor, but they will go ahead with confirmation hearings starting next week for Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett. Ironically, one of the spreading events seems to have been Barrett's nomination announcement in the White House Rose Garden two Saturdays ago. Republicans can't really afford to lose any senators to illness, as it could endanger a full Senate vote late this month on the Barrett nomination. With Election Day 4 weeks from tomorrow, this was not how President Trump would have designed his weekend, canceling campaign rallies in Florida and Wisconsin and instead spending 3 nights at a military medical facility with the coronavirus. It's not clear how long the president will be off the campaign trail or whether the two remaining presidential debates will actually take place. It also brings the virus outbreak front and center in the 2020 campaign, as Democrats argue the president was wrong to hold crowded in-person events in the White House Rose Garden during a pandemic. The big guessing game here in Washington, of course, is how President Trump picked up the coronavirus. The big Rose Garden announcement of Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett now sort of looks like it spawned a number of cases, including two GOP senators who tested positive. But at this point, there's still no specifics from the White House about exactly when the president learned he had tested positive, as the White House has not exactly been forthcoming about that type of information, as the president's doctor and White House officials sent mixed signals as well this weekend about the president's health situation.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Grainger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.